Simon & Schuster Audio presents Last Lion, The Fall and Rise of Ted Kennedy, by the team at the Boston Globe, edited by Peter S. Canellis, and read by Skip Suddeth.
At 8:19 a.m. on Saturday, May 17, 2008, the dispatcher at the Hyannis Fire Department received a call that generations of rescue workers had anticipated with a mixture of fear and excitement. An emergency at 50 Marchant Avenue. Seemingly everyone in the department knew that address by heart. The Kennedy Compound. The Village Fire and Rescue Unit had answered calls at the compound, a sprawling collection of New England-style clapboard homes, many times before. Medics had treated members of the Kennedy clan for broken bones and cut legs after accidents on the beach or the touch football field. But it soon became clear to the 10 firefighters on duty that this was going to be more than a sporting injury. Ted Kennedy himself, the family patriarch, had fallen ill at the home that once belonged to his parents. Arriving at the house, the ambulance pulled up beside a billowing tent set up for a reception scheduled for later that day, honoring people involved in a charity bike race, hosted by Ted's nephew, Anthony Shriver. Uncle Teddy, as he was known to dozens of his nieces and nephews and their progeny, was always eager to help the younger Kennedys with their civic efforts. He saw these good deeds as part of the family's legacy, and himself as the essential caretaker of that legacy. He had exhorted his own kids, and the many for whom he functioned as a second father, to carry on the tradition of service established by his famous brothers, Jack and Bobby. Even if Jack and Bobby had done relatively little hand-to-hand greeting of everyday constituents, and neither particularly enjoyed it, the gregarious Ted had spent 40 years hosting and attending charity events, shaking hundreds of thousands of hands, and relating the same anecdotes about his fabled Hyannisport home. These are the stairs down which young Jack would run to the beach. There's the window of Mother's room. Over time, as the number of people who actually knew Jack and Bobby dwindled, the brothers lived on in Ted's retelling of their lives, and their actual personalities and concerns became almost indistinguishable from his. And while Ted insisted that all the good deeds that people...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?